Hi, I'm J.W. Sutton. I live in Ashland. This is my fifth writer's read, and this is a work of fiction called Lost the Lake. Edder slowed the boat as he approached the behemoth ahead of him. Anchored in the head of the lake while the parent company argued with customs officials, the Salty idled in the gray waters of Lake Superior, choppy from the storm building in the western sky. A set of stairs had been lowered from the deck, a small floating dock attached. He was expected. He allowed the blowing spray to scour away thoughts of his young daughter. He would never buy her another Christmas present, but he had business to focus on, and he buried the emptiness. Edder's lashed sloppy tangles to the little prongs on the dock. He had borrowed the small fishing craft from his friend, Kurt, and wasn't really familiar with all the proper knots. It didn't matter. He didn't expect to be long. The cardboard box he'd brought was still closed, but not sealed. The creature inside had not stirred during the outboard's growling marathon to the container ship. Perhaps the waves had kept it lulled in slumber. A crewman in boots and wool sweater came down the steel stairs. He grabbed Edders with a scarred hand and steadied him as the landlubber lurched onto the dock. "I can carry that for you." "I'll take care of it," parried Edders. No one was going to touch it until he met with Vikoski, until he got the money he was promised. The box was heavy and unwieldy. Edders took his first halting steps toward the deck above. "Suit yourself." The crewman followed behind. Twice the sway of the waves pulled Edders off balance. Only the crewman's close presence and firm grip on the rails prevented the pale, disheveled man and his cargo from careening back down to the water. Edders was pretty sure he got frisked in the process, too. "You have a name?" Edders asked as he stepped higher again. "Does it matter?" asked the crewman. He supposed it didn't. If they were lucky, they'd never see each other again. Midwestern manners couldn't be suppressed completely, but they could be weighed down by anxiety and a need for expediency. Another gust spattered the torn remnants of a white cap on Edder's face. The rough surface of the steps provided a sure grip. Soon enough, the broad deck was underfoot. "This way," nodded the crewman. Edders followed him through an open door. Farther down the deck, two men stood standing, smoking. They stared at Edders with suspicion. He took in their gazes, lowered his eyes, and squeezed the broad box through the narrow door. His guide was still waiting in the hallway beyond.
"Mr. Smith, we meet at last."
Vikoski was waiting in a windowless cabin deep in the vessel. The accent matched the one on the phone. German, Russian, maybe? Edders couldn't tell, didn't care. The voice was higher and gentler than his worn appearance would suggest. "Captain Vikoski?" Vikoski waved away the crewman and shut the pair of them in. He pointed to a battered table bolted to the wall. Edder's arms throbbed in relief when he finally set the box down.
"I wasn't sure you'd make it with storm coming."
Edder shrugged. Only so many opportunities for things like this. He didn't even try to shake hands. Neither did the captain.
"You look a bit ill, Mr. Smith. Are you seasick? It is Smith, correct?"
"Just a cold." Edder scratched a sore on his cheek. "Smith, right." He didn't try to sell the lie. He knew Vikoski didn't buy it, but didn't care.
"Can we get to business?" "Yes, you have a storm to outrun."
"If I can."
"I will need to inspect it, of course."
"Yeah, just keep the lights down. Edders closed his eyes and took a steadying breath. "I gave it something to sleep for the way here. No problem so far, but I don't want..."
"You don't want it waking before you are gone."
Edder sniffed. "Right." Vikoski smiled. There was too much jowl for the expression to touch his eyes. Edders wondered how old he was. Edders wondered how old he looked himself. He rubbed the dark bags hanging under his own eyes. Vikoski turned off the overhead light after clicking a pair of switches on the wall. A light behind the table and the bedside cast shadows up their faces. Vikoski quirked an eyebrow to ask if that was better. Edders nodded. Vikoski cautiously slid the flaps of the cardboard open. He scrutinized the creature curled up inside. Edders stared at the wall. Vikoski's voice was a wisp of clarinet.
It is as you promised, Mr. Smith. Quite good condition.
Edders nodded once.
And the white one, too. Those are even more rare. The breathing is slow. You didn't harm it with your sleeping drugs?
Edders shook his head.
Very well.
The flaps were folded back up. Vikoski turned his attention to a cabinet by the door.
You are aware, Mr. Smith, that dealing in exotic animals is illegal.
Edders looked up. He leveled a glassy gaze at the captain. Vikoski waited. Was it a trap? Finally, Edders nodded and stared at a dark corner of the floor.
Very well. Just so we understand each other.
Vikoski pulled a few crudely wrapped bundles of cash from the cabinet.
The price we agreed on internet, Mr. Smith.
Edder stared at the cash before reaching for it. He flipped through the bundles, 20s and 50s riffled past. He pulled a few loose from the middle for closer inspection.
You wish to count it?
The box slid as the ship was pulled by a new gale. Edder stared at the cardboard box and closed his eyes. He glanced at the cash and then at the captain. It's all here. It was close enough, anyway.
Yes.
Then we're done.
Yes.
Vikoski waited a moment, then opened the door. The burly sailor was waiting a few steps away.
Safe journey back to shore.
Edders just grunted, then turned his back on the room, on the box. Going down the stairs was easier without the load. The wind was picking up. He aimed the boat toward land and stared into the distance, seeing nothing. He held on to one of the life jackets, probably for Kurt's youngest son. The boat lurched in a rogue wave. Edders tossed the life jacket overboard as he lunged for the wheel. Soon, mildewed orange canvas was being tossed on the gray turbulence behind him. Hours later, sodden, shivering, picking at the scab on his face, Edders tied the boat up at the marina. He locked the cash in the glove box of his rusted pickup and drove to the police station. His tears were indistinguishable from the other drops on his cheeks. The Coast Guard had begun a search long before his friend showed up at the station to offer some moral support. The officer that called Kurt wouldn't tell him what happened.
Edders, hey man, what's going on?
Hey, Kurt. He managed to flash a weak smile of rotting teeth.
Where's Lila, man?
Lila?
Your daughter, Lila?
Edders swallowed hard in the desert of his throat. He stared at the stained carpet. His shivers had nothing to do with being cold. I lost her, man. I lost her to the lake. Thank you.